Talks will continue on Jack Callahan, Fox News. Negotiations between teams from Russia and Ukraine resuming a few hours from now in Istanbul, Turkey. Ukraine's delegation laying out a framework under which the country would declare itself neutral and its security would be guaranteed by an array of other nations. Russia claims it's drawing down its forces near Kiev, but Ukraine's President Zelensky skeptical.
In a late-night address, Zelensky stressed Ukraine is not easing off its defensive efforts.
Yes. We can call the signals we hear from the negotiating platform positive, but these signals do not drown out the blows of Russian shells. Of course, we see all the risks.
And no signs of peace in the key seaport of Mykolaiv, a Russian rocket blasting a hole in a regional government building there. The impact killing at least 12 people and wounding 22 others.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, Ukraine's UN ambassador, has told the United Nations Security Council Russian invaders have lost 1,700 troops, more than 1,700 armored vehicles, and nearly 600 tanks, plus hundreds of aircraft and seven ships since the invasion began. American astronaut Mark Vandehei and two Russian cosmonauts bidding farewell to their crewmates aboard the International Space Station as they prepare to return to Earth aboard a Soyuz space capsule. There had been some rhetoric a few weeks ago the Russians would leave Vandehei behind. 20 states are joining Florida in a lawsuit to end the federal mask mandate on airplanes, aboard trains, and other public transit. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's turned the airlines into having to police this. It's created a lot of unruly passenger situations because it's so frustrating for people.
The lawsuit claims the mask mandate, which is scheduled to expire in about 3 weeks from now, exceeds the authority of the Centers for Disease Control. Wall Street higher Tuesday, the Dow up 338 points, NASDAQ added 264, the S&P 500 closing 56 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Census Bureau says it may have to tweak its follow-up numbers from the latest census.
The Census Bureau is looking at ways to possibly adjust their numbers after they found some minority groups were undercounted in the 2020 census. The black population undercounted by about 3%. Almost 5% of the Hispanic population was missed. The Bureau can't change the 2020 numbers, but they may be able to make adjustments to annual estimates. A coalition of cities, counties, tribes, and civil rights groups had sued the Trump administration over the census. That lawsuit was settled in the early months of the Biden administration. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
California's first-in-the-nation task force on reparations has voted to limit state compensation to the descendants of free and enslaved black people who were in the U.S. in the 19th century, rejecting a proposal to include all blacks. The group said a compensation and restitution plan based on lineage as opposed to race has the best chance of surviving a legal challenge. President Biden has signed a bill into law that makes lynching a federal hate crime more than 100 years after such legislation was first proposed. Buffalo, New York, three police officers shot Tuesday in the line of duty.
Authorities say the officers were shot while pursuing a vehicle after the driver fled during a traffic stop. Officers eventually caught up with the vehicle and shot a suspect in an exchange of gunfire. Officials say the officers' injuries do not appear to be life-threatening.
There are two suspects in custody. This was a very brazen situation.
Mayor Byron Brown.
We are very fortunate tonight that no members of the public were struck by gunfire.
Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia says multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating and encouraged anyone with information or video of the incident to come forward. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.